Sleeping in on a fall weekend is such a good feeling. It seems like the sheets are softer, the bed is cozier, and best of all, there's no commute. Sorry, it's the weekend. There's too much to do to stay in bed, and we have the perfect pick-me-up to get you started. A great cup of brewed coffee. You can find it at the inaugural coffee festival at the 23rd Street Armory. It's happening on Saturday and Sunday. Two sessions per day include early admission, general admission, and VIP. More than 25 of the best local coffee brewers will be on hand so that you can learn more about the popular beverage. Tea drinkers, there's room for you too, and live entertainment comes with the ticket. The fix, the caffeine fix that is in. If your idea of a good drink is one that's a little stronger, head to the 6th Annual Philly Cider Week. It's a celebration of all things cider, which enthusiasts say is more akin to wine than beer. It goes from this Saturday through next Sunday at multiple venues around the city. The kickoff event is the Spooky Costume Dance Party. We'll have all the details on it on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. When you hear that sound, you know what it means. It's time for a film festival. The Philadelphia Film Festival, to be exact. The 33rd Annual Fest starts tonight with an opening screening and a kickoff party at Vinyl. The festival's hub is the Philadelphia Film Center, but there are events and screenings at multiple venues. You can buy passes for the entire week or for individual screenings. The Philly Film Festival goes through October 27th. Mixed media artist Micheline Thomas has received deserved acclaim for her work in multiple disciplines. A new exhibit, All About Love, opening at the Barnes this Sunday, includes portraits, installations, photography, and video. The Camden native will introduce the collection during a talk with exhibition curator Renee Musai on Sunday at 1. There are other events planned during the exhibit's duration. All About Love goes through January 12th. Let's head outdoors so we can savor this beautiful fall season so far. What better way to do so than on a bicycle? The annual Philly Bike Ride is on Saturday starting at 7:30 a.m. It's a 20-mile course closed to cars and suited to all ages and abilities. You do have to register to ride, and there is a cost, but kids 3 to 7 ride free with an adult. There are photo and rest stops along the way and a finish festival at the end. The course starts at Eakins Oval. In Japanese culture, the Otsukimi moon is celebrated to mark the fall season. In Philadelphia, there's a viewing ceremony at Shifuso Japanese Cultural Center in Fairmount Park. It happens on Saturday from 5:30 to 7:30. Your ticket includes a tea demonstration, a sake tasting, refreshments, and live musical performance. Please note, organizers say the preferred dress code is festive cocktail. The group Sphinx Virtuosi offers opportunities to classical musicians of color that they may not receive otherwise. They released their debut album, Songs for Our Times, last year. They're in concert at the Kimmel Center Perelman Theater with percussionist Josh Jones on Friday night. The show starts at 7:30. The Buena Vista Social Club became known to audiences worldwide after the album and documentary of the same name told the story of a group of Cuban musicians who played together in Havana. The Afro-Cuban All-Stars are the offshoot of that, touring around the world. This Saturday, they're at the Miller Theater. Don't get too comfortable in those seats, though, because they say you'll be on your feet the entire time. The show starts at 7:30. If you missed anything or want more details on what you've heard, we invite you to our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more weekend options. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.